take me back in time. In the last session, there was a little girl who was on her way and on a road to Ohio. And she came across a house by a little girl, I mean, not in age so much, but a nice person who came across a house with a friend and was about ready to go into the house. Take me back there now. You're standing in front of the house now. What do you see?
Seen the moon.
You see the moon?
I know. It's very bright.
Very bright. Okay. Look around you. The moon is very bright. You can see things. What do you see around you?
Used to call it a harvest moon.
Your papa used to call it a harvest moon. What's your papa's name?
Otto.
Could you tell me louder?
His name is Otto.
Otto. Your name is Otto. What is your
Otto.
Name?
My name is Jane.
Your name is Jane. What's your last name? Do you have a last name?
Tweed.
How old are you? I'm your friend, Jane. You can tell me.
What do you want to know?
What is your name?
Jane.
And how
Tweed. Old?
Tweed is your last name?
Yes.
How old are you?
I'm 36.
You're 36. What are your papa's name? You call him your papa?
Papa's name is Otto.
It's Otto. Where is he now?
He's dead.
He's dead. Where's your mother, your mama?
They both died.
What's your mama's name? What was her name?
Mama's name is Emma.
Emma. And do you still have your daddy's name? Just tweet your daddy's name.
No. My husband's name was Andrew Tweed.
Tweed.
My father is was. My father was Otto Marcipel.
Marcipel. Am I saying it right?
No.
How would I say it?
Marcipel.
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 Yes.
Where did they live? Could you tell me the town as to where they lived?
I have to go there.
Go there then.
Well, I am not ready to go.
You're not ready to go? Okay, then take me.
I have to borrow some money to go.
Okay.
Mrs. French will loan me the money.
Who is Mrs. French?
She is my friend. I lived with her here. But I don't know. I live at the hotel.
Where is here?
In American City.
American City.
Yes.
Are you American?
Am I American? Yes. My husband was not.
Where was your husband from?
From Scotland.
From Scotland. Do you know where in Scotland?
I don't even know what he told me.
I'll accept that.
Well, Fifeshire. Something like he lived near a little village, he said, in Fifeshire.
Fifeshire, okay.
Coogas or Coogras.
Alright, that's good.
Like that. It's near Perth because he went to Perth.
He went to Perth.
He was a coal miner.
What year is it?
It's 1904.
1904. Do you know what month it is now that I'm talking to you?
It is April.
April. Look around you. What are you wearing? I'm always interested to know what you're wearing.
Stedman's traveling suit.
Traveling.
She will let me use her suit to wear on the trip. It's black.
Where does Mrs. Stedman live?
In American City.
What's the name of that city?
The name is American City.
The name of the city is American City? Do you know in what state it is? What's the state?
It's in Colorado.
In Colorado, okay. American City in Colorado. Where would you take me now? So I can understand Jane better. can share your secrets and intimacies with me. I am your friend. I will tell this to no one else, if you so ask me.
I must go to Ohio because my parents died and there is their home there.
Were you born in that home?
I was born in Chicago.
You were born in Chicago?
That's in Illinois.
That's in Illinois, okay.
I lived in the house in Ohio, but only for a few years.
With your husband?
No, with my parents.
With your parents. What happened to your husband?
He died. He was killed. In Nevada, Nevadaville. I think they killed him.
Who's it?
They said it was an accident, but I think they killed him. I cried a lot.
You cried a lot.
It was in 97. It's been a long time.
In 1897. Do you have children?
No, I never had any. I am unable. I wanted them. And so did Andy. And we still hoped that we would have them. Because I was not too old. But then he was killed. I think the cousin Jacks killed him.
Cousin Jacks? Why would you think so?
Because he didn't like him.
If you don't want to talk about it, it's okay, Jane. Maybe you want to talk about something else with me. I'm your friend, and maybe you want to talk about something else. Would you rather talk about something else? Why don't you take me into the house, into your mama and papa's house? Take me in there so I may look around. And tell me what it looks like.
I haven't been in that house since the day I went with Andy.
For me then and tell me what it looks like.
I have to go in it anyway. Yeah. There are things I miss. My parents' things. I'll probably will sell the house. I have to repay the loan. Mrs. French has been very kind to me. And Mrs. Stedman and Captain Stedman.
Do they live near the house? Just 10 minutes?
No, they live in American City.
They live in American City?
No. Mr. Stedman wants me to come to his office.
What does he do?
And he runs, manages, I guess you would say, manager of mine. And he has a library for the miners.
What's the name of the mine? Do you know the name of the mine that he manages?
American Mine.
Old American Mine. What is it? A coal mine? A gold mine?
It's gold.
A gold mine.
There is a lot of gold, but not as much as there was in the town. The miners are...
Share your thoughts with me.
I was married to a miner. I know they chase rainbows. They found silver, and a lot of the families left the miners to go to the silver mines. And the towns are not as big as they were. I don't know how long I can stay here.
Was your papa and also a miner? What did your papa do?
Papa couldn't work. He was burned in the fire very badly.
What fire?
There was a very bad fire in Chicago when I was little. And he tried to save our landlady. We lived in her house upstairs, and he thought she was upstairs. And
what was the name of the street? Do you remember the street? In Chicago.
We lived on LaSalle Street.
LaSalle Street. Would you know the number of the house? Could you remember that?
They didn't rebuild it the same. They built just stores. And Mom and I used to go by and look at it after the fire. 800 was when we lived on Sedgwick.
800 on Sedgwick. Then you moved to LaSalle?
No, we lived on LaSalle first. On near Illinois Street. We always lived north of the river.
What river is that? I have a bad memory. I have to refresh my memory.
Chicago River.
The Chicago River.
We always lived north, except once we lived on Clinton Street for a little while. My papa, I don't remember. my mama said he was different before, but I guess he was not the same after the fire, and he couldn't walk well. But he was a difficult man. Difficult.
What did your mama do? Did she work? Did she do anything?
She did mostly Sometimes she cleaned people's houses, but mostly she taught music. She taught piano. She had a nice piano, I guess. She said it was nice. And then though, right after the fire, we stayed with some people that she had taught their children for a little while. But that's what she did, and she did that in Ohio.
In Ohio too?
Also.
What town in Ohio did she teach piano?
It's not in a town. It's country, but near Columbus. Columbus is a pretty big town. It's not as big as Chicago. I like Chicago. Chicago is a very big city. Columbus is not that big, but Zanesville is near there.
What was it again now? I have difficulty hearing, so.
Zanesville.
Zanesville. Okay.
And we live between Columbus and Zanesville.
Like a little community?
Well, New Bern is there. That's very little.
Hebron?
Hebron.
Yes.
It's very little. We live near there. My parents live near there. I have not lived there for 19 years.
Is there a street or a name? If I wanted to find that place, how would I find it? What's the name of the street?
Which place?
It, where, in where you're, near Zanesville, where your parents are. Is there a road, or how would I find it if I wanted to find it?
Well, you would have to go to Zanesville first. When I go, I have to take the train to Zanesville. And then you take the road to Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
The road that the house is on is off that road. It has no name. Well, yes, it used to have a name. The people who lived there, they called it Roses Road.
Roses Road.
But Rosa hasn't lived there for a long time. Did
Rosa have a last name?
I don't know.
Okay.
Mrs. Hickson lives in that house, and I don't know.
Okay.
Rosa's name.
Next time we do this, you can share some more. Now, I want you to go through life quickly and then come back to here in California, Southern California. It's February 15th, 1979, and you're Ann Butcher. You're here, you have three children, you have a happy home, and people who love you and people who care. I'm going to touch you on the hand. I want you to be here now with me in 1979. You are here with me now. You are Ann Butcher, Southern California. The sun is bright and the air is fresh, and we just had a little bit of rain. And this is Henry speaking to you. And I'm going to bring you out now to know that you can, at another time, share with me some of those deeper thoughts and feelings. But you're here and now with me. I want you to feel totally complete and whole in every respect. In every respect. something melting away, know that you can share your thoughts with those that you trust. 3, waking up now, your thoughts are clearing, your mind is clear. You feel happier, more joyful, feeling better than you felt in a long, long time. 4, you feel very peaceful, very content.